skipping the formalities today because my last straw is of the metaphysical. It is supernatural. It's paranormal. It's all of it. It's very esoteric. Bet you didn't know I knew that word. Anyway, I went to a conference for work and it was cool. It was kind of hippie. Okay, I'm cool with that stuff sometimes. But at the very end, like as part of our kind of like refocus, recenter activity, we did what is called a sound bath. And if you don't know what a sound bath is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is, you are laying down and somebody's using all those cool bowls, the sound bowls and little bells and stuff. And a rain stick, by the way, a rain stick too. I love a rain stick. And they are just bathing you in the sound of those items, okay? Now, I'm a non-believer. I don't believe in a lot of things. I just don't. I just think like most things can be explained away, okay? But the instructor, like we all lay down and this instructor goes forward who's putting on the sound bath and she's like, I have to warn you that your body may have a very intense physical reaction to this. And I don't know why I took it this way, but I started panicking that I was gonna shit my pants in front of all my coworkers. Because like, what else am I supposed to take away from that? My body's gonna have a severe reaction, a physical reaction. Like I'm not gonna start seizing, I'm just gonna shit my pants. So I was already stressed. I go into the sound bath completely overwhelmed with stress. I'm trying to clench my butt cheeks. I am focusing so heavily. I can't even hear the sound for a while because I'm just focusing so much on not shitting myself in front of all of my like high-level coworkers. Because this woman triggered my anxiety. Don't tell anxious people that shit. That's not good. Anyway, I'm sitting there. Again, I don't believe in a lot. So I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, I'm just gonna shit my pants because it's gonna make me relax too much. And my tummy hurts from the Panera bread that they served. And it's just not gonna be a good time for me. So I'm focused on that. Halfway through the sound bath, I did not shit my pants. But I will tell you that I felt my period start, like just out of nowhere. Okay, I was like 4 days late and I was panicking. And I was like, okay, I know my hormones are a little messed up right now. So maybe it's just like, it's just late. It's just, she's shy. But I did not expect the sound waves to literally like vibrate my uterus enough to the point where I just started my late period. Like I had no signs of it starting. And then boom, bam, she brings out the rain stick and it's just like freaking just happening. It's just happening. So God bless the sound bath because I was starting to panic at that point. And, you know, it all worked out in the end. And they did have free sanitary supplies in the bathroom at the conference. So it was actually perfect. And yeah, so I believe in things now. I would highly recommend a sound bath if you are worried. If you're even a couple days late, just go get a sound bath. It's gonna work, it's gonna happen. Or you're gonna shit your pants. So today, I want to talk about the internet, the interwebs, if you will, because there are things that are happening on the internet that I am subjecting myself to that the more I think about, the more I am convinced that it's shortening my lifespan, okay? And I have a little list of things that I believe are actively killing me that I've witnessed on the internet, okay? And this is just recent stuff, okay? Obviously, all the years before censorship, when we were seeing like really awful things from like terrorist organizations on the internet because nothing was censored and we had like unsupervised access to the internet. I'm talking about like all that stuff we're just ignoring for this discussion. Okay, that's already there. It's already happened. I'm talking about the things that are actively happening that I still continue to subject myself to on a daily basis, even though I know that it's a problem. Okay? So, here we go. We're gonna start out with a bang, okay? One of the things that I believe is actively killing me is getting my news from the SpongeBob SquarePants fish head on TikTok. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you live a charmed life, okay? Because when I'm on TikTok, I will sometimes get the SpongeBob SquarePants fish head, like, breaking news! And then he'll tell me something that's actually happening in the world. Imagine hearing that the Queen of England has died from the SpongeBob SquarePants fish head on TikTok. Imagine hearing that war has begun in Ukraine from the fish head on TikTok. And it continues to happen, okay? And that's like the first thing that I see. Like, I don't follow very many news outlets, okay? Because they stress me out. I would rather turn a blind eye. I'm at the apathy point of my journey, okay? I don't want to know things because I know too many things. And now I just want to kind of just try to be happy. So I try to ignore things. But how do you ignore the SpongeBob SquarePants talking news anchor fish head on TikTok? How do you ignore that? The answer is you cannot. So guess where I learn all of my breaking news stories from? The next one that I think is actively killing me is I've seen this term coined called the influencer lobotomy. And once I like saw it and realized what it was, I cannot unsee it. And it drives me fucking nuts. And I guess I should preface this with, like, our ancestors could never have known that we'd be online making memes about 9/11 instead of birthing 10 children and fighting in wars, okay? We've evolved as a society. So I get that things are gonna change. I get that certain things, just from an evolutionary perspective, are gonna change. But the influencer lobotomy thing is so fucking weird. It's so weird. Because these people all have the same glazed look in their eye. Like, there's nothing going on in there. They are just there for the content. They're just there to look as sexy as possible into the camera with their head angled just the right way, in just the right amount of light, with just the right amount of makeup, and they're just doing random everyday shit and calling it influencing. Like, one of the women who first, like, was inspiring people to create this term influencer lobotomy, she's gorgeous. But she's sitting there and she's like, guys, I just discovered this. It's amazing. It's apples. They're fucking apples. She put apples on a plate and cut them and she put cinnamon on it. That's a fucking apple, queen. You're not influencing anybody, but I bet you she did. And that kind of shit actively is killing me. And when I first saw this beautiful person, my first thought was, can I please have what she's having? One lobotomy, please. That woman looks so fucking happy. She looks like she is just like, she's chuffed to be alive, okay? I have not had that feeling since I was in the womb. Okay, I want what she's having. I want to be that excited about fucking apples, okay? Or not fucking apples. I would like to be that excited about apples. I don't want to fuck them. Knowing that people like that are making so much fucking money online is actively killing me. Because I went to school and I'm not that hot and I have to work. I'm not making that much money. You're telling me I could have been sexy and made a plate of apples and I could have made millions? That's killing me. That's actively destroying my soul, my heart, and my liver. But those last two, the influencer lobotomy and the SpongeBob SquarePants fish head, Those are ones that I kind of like unwittingly will just come across and like I can't look away. It's like a car crash. Okay? But this next one, this is a problem and it's killing me because it's an addiction and I'm actively seeking it out. And I, listen, I have a problem. My name is Kaylee and I actively seek out and watch so many anime thirst traps. Literally so many. It's not okay. And I'll start, I think I started this like being kind of ironic, like LOL, they're making thirst traps of anime characters. No, you don't understand. They're making thirst traps of anime characters. I will say that I'm attracted to every single character on Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay, male, female, old, young, whatever. I love them all. They're all amazing. I will watch so many thirst traps that I've got to like eventually get to a point where I'm like, I'm sick. I need to go home. I need to go to bed. I need to splash some cold water on my face. These are fucking anime characters. And they're killing me. Like, do you know how many times I could watch Gojo, like, in slow motion? To like a Doja Cat song? So many fucking times. 3-second video, I've watched it for an hour. It's killing me. I'm dying because of this. Okay, these have all been silly, goofy little things. So I want to, like, take a side note and actually be real for a second. I actively have killed myself by following and obsessing over people that make me feel like shit about myself, okay? And I think that a lot of people do this with influencers, but I do it with people who I've known in my life. And then I just compare my life to theirs and I'm like, wow, well, I fucking suck. So there was somebody who I really liked. Like I was friends with this person, probably still kind of am, I guess, according to them. But I had to mute them on everything because I was so sick of seeing beautiful pictures of this person and like all of these cool opportunities this person got. And they just look like they're winning. They just look like everything they do is amazing and influential. And I'm just sitting here being whatever I am, doing this. And this person is just going to look gorgeous on a daily basis, basically be a model, and also, like, is kind of an influencer, I think, at this point. Like, they have enough followers where they're probably an influencer. And it really fucks me up. Like, I was just obsessing over scrolling on her page and trying to find out, like, what is wrong with this person? Like, is there a flaw? And then I kind of felt like I was kind of idolizing her and then I got icked out by it. And so then I just muted her and I don't look at it anymore because it was weird. Like, why was I so obsessed with this person? And this has not happened to me often. I'm usually pretty chill. Zach would probably argue that I'm not, but I don't do that a lot. Like, I don't care about influencers, but there was something about knowing this person on a personal level that just had me obsessed. Like, I was so obsessed to find something that made this person seem normal to me. And I wasn't seeing it. And then I was like, oh, well, I mean, it's social media. This person's putting out a very cultivated image of themselves. And I just have to accept that our lives are different. And I have a lot of things that maybe that person would be jealous of, even though I'm jealous of her. So it's like this weird cycle. But it was weird. It was really toxic. It was messing with my fucking head. So I just had to mute that and move on with my life. Here's another thing that happened in real life. I was bitching about my job, go figure, on Instagram. And I was just like, hey, if anybody knows of any jobs in the area, in this industry, please let me know. I'm trying to actively apply. And, you know, I got some, like, really supportive things and everything. And then I get some MLM people, okay? MLMs, multi-level marketing, if you don't know, those do actively kill me, okay? And that's not just strictly an internet thing. I just cannot fucking stand them. Because, obviously, like, they're super corrupt. And I also have a really big problem with how they seem to prey on the naivety of women who feel empowered by the messaging. So like women will jump into it because the actual marketing aspect of it is like, oh, you can own your own business. It's independence. It's awesome for women. You can be a girl boss. And then they get there and they're like out of money because they're spending all their money and they're not at the top of the freaking pyramid. So it's not trickling to them. But it's really fucked. Okay, I don't like it. I think it's wrong. They're annoying and I don't support them. So then I put another piece to my Instagram story out that said, I don't want to hear from you MLM girlies because I want a real job. And I was like trying to be funny about it because I'm like, why are people messaging me? And obviously I unfollow the people who were MLMing me because I'm like, I don't need this in my life. It's sad to watch. I'm not interested. I just got to move on. And then this other person jumped in my DMs and was like, well, MLMs are real jobs. Like, why are you discrediting MLMs? And I'm like, I get it. I was like trying to be funny. To each their own, if they're actually making money and not being preyed upon by people who want to use them for exploitation and making more money for themselves, then more power to them. But I was telling this person, like, I'm super an MLM hater because it's not set up that way. It's not set up for success. It is set up to prey mostly on women who are too naive to know any better. And so I went on this rant because I thought this person was actually kind of asking like why I don't think this. And they're like, well, they're going to make more money than you will ever make in your life. And I'm like, okay, more power to them. I literally said, they can do whatever they want with their pyramid scheme. I'm going to do whatever I want. And they're like, LOL, okay. I was like, oh no. Because when I was done, I thought this person was just like asking and kind of like trying to gauge what my thoughts were. No, I found out this person just joined an MLM. Like just joined. So it was very raw for them. And do you know how embarrassing that was for me? I was like sitting there telling this person that they don't have a real job. Inadvertently, I didn't know that it was this person. Okay. But then the next day I see on their story that they literally had just joined an MLM. So no wonder it hurted. No wonder it hurted this person. So yeah, that was embarrassing. That actively killed me because of the cringe and the regret that I felt. So oop. Also, did you know that I once went viral on TikTok? Like, I'm talking millions of views on a video of Klepto, my cat, my daughter. And it was very cute. She was wrapped in a little blanket. And it was like, I don't even remember what it was. I can't remember if it was because I was like clipping her claws in the blanket or something. I actually don't even remember. Because what happened is I went viral and then I panicked and deleted it. Because I could not handle going viral on TikTok because people are so mean. And they can be mean to me, okay? Be mean to me. But then they were ridiculing my parenting skills and they were like, you should have got a doll instead of a cat. You're a cat abuser. You hate your cat. And that is the one thing that's gonna really fuck me up because obviously I love my cat. And so I just panicked and I shut it all down. I literally deleted my million view video because I couldn't handle being criticized about not loving my cat. So that actively killed me because I probably could have made money off that video. Like if I had been thinking at all, I could have made money off of that, but it's just not worth it to me. I don't want people to think that I don't love my girl because I would die for her and I love her. So that was really sad for me and it did kill me. And finally, the last thing that I think is actively killing me on social media, and this is all platforms, anything politics related. Like, I just cannot deal anymore. I think I said earlier in this video that I have gone full apathy mode because I personally cannot handle it. I can't handle the wars. I can't handle the death. I can't handle the old fucking people in office. I just cannot handle it. And that is a choice that I have made for myself because it was actively killing me. Like, I could feel the tension and the stress in my body on a daily basis, okay? I don't want to go online and fight with people. And I also don't want to go online and put like a weird Canva infographic with flowers on it on my Instagram story and pretend like I'm doing something. That pisses me off. Like a freaking like hippie flower thing on Instagram that you can share. That's like, here are the death tolls in this country. And I'm like, first of all, white woman, what are you doing? That's not helping anything. I hate it. I really hate it. And I just cannot deal with politics anymore. I'm very interested in it, but I just don't want to fucking fight because nobody can have a conversation anymore without getting like all up in arms. And that's me included. Like, it's too polarizing. It is too raw. We are in such a weird state in our country where everything's fucked and everybody's looking for it to get better. And everybody thinks they have the best idea for it to do so. And the only best idea that actually works is my idea, which is getting rid of all the old people. Like, if you're above the age of 50, out, fucking out of office. Bye. Go retire. You're old. You don't know what the fucking economy is. And that is my only hot take, and the only hot take I will share. You will not see me sharing anything on social media about politics anymore. Unless it's maybe pro-choice, actually. I'm cool with that. But I'm not going to go that into it. I'm just going to like share something that's like resources. It's not going to be an infographic. It's not going to be white knighty. It's just going to be like a couple things that I believe in. But I'm not going to like go to war for it. Like, in reality, it is my space on my social media so I can represent myself how I want. So yeah, maybe I'll share some things. But I'm just not going to get into it anymore. I don't want the battle. The battle is too much for me. It's not worth it. We're all fucked anyway. And I just like, I cannot, and this is even people who have good intentions. Like, I cannot understand how you're going to spend so much time sharing stuff on social media because it doesn't help. None of it helps. We can do nothing. There's nothing you can do. So why don't you just go watch some anime thirst trap videos and pretend like there is joy and light in the world and then move on. Okay? Because I'm not talking politics with you. Do I have opinions? Yes. Are they the right opinions? Absolutely. If yours differ from mine, they're wrong, but I'm not going to tell you. I want you to figure that shit out for yourself. And I'm definitely not going to fight you on social media because I've already played that game. And it's exhausting and it goes nowhere. Like, you're not going to change somebody's mind by sharing a post on Instagram. People are set in their ways. People are frustrated. The climate is too volatile. We cannot keep doing this. So just use the internet for some fun stuff, okay? Stop trying to be a savior. It's not going to work. Coming from your personal cynic, okay? It's just not going to work. So that's where I'm at. So those are the things on the internet that are actively, slowly killing me and or taking years off of my life. What about you? What is taking years off of your life? Actually, what is your last straw today? Like, what is your last straw? What is taking years off of your life? It can be a thematic last straw. What is your last straw on the internet today or this week or this year or this lifetime? Please let me know and subscribe and share and rate and comment and let me know what else you want me to talk about. I do have a lot of opinions. I'm not going to share them on Instagram, but I'll share them here. So just let me know. Anyway, I love you. Like, oh my God. I fucking love you. You're beautiful. And if anything were to ever happen to you, I would hope that I hear it from the fish head himself. Because what a way to go out. It would just be so beautiful. Anyway, have a great week and have a great life. And I will talk to you next time because it will be soon. I will talk to you very soon, okay? Don't miss me too much, okay? I have shit going on. I'm gonna try to get these out as much as possible, but I do have a job and I am trying to get another job. So be patient. And I love you. God bless, I think. No, don't God bless. No, don't God bless. Klepto bless. Anyway, I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.